This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Odyssey launch artist Alex Warren Ordinary. Man, I wish I could speak. Ma, see, that's why people don't like me, because I have a hard time talking. It's actually what I get paid for.
I guess you pick up the phone.
And if I picked your mom up, that'd be good too. All right, Ma. Complaint email number 3 to wrap up the month of April.
Okay. This is from Tracy. Bubba, it is time for you to retire. The show has been so much better without you. Maybe you can coach baseball full time. Melanie is so much better on her own. Your ego can't stay out of the show for even a couple of days by forcing her to play your stupid prank calls while you're out. Melanie even said that while you're out, that she's the brains behind the show. Now we all know. She comes up with all the content and you stamp your name on it and make it seem like this is your idea. That is downright garbage, and I don't know how you sleep at night. If you had any care, you would step aside and let Melanie's star shine and stop taking credit for all of her work. I will not be listening as long as it is called The Bubba Show and you're on it. Jeez. Well, I have a solution, Tracy. Let's name it The Bubba and Melanie Show. Will you then listen? Just kidding.
That's been
a question people have asked for years.
But she said no, as long as I'm on it, she's out.
Okay. I don't think you determine, Tracy, when one wants to retire either. Sorry. That's not up for you to decide.
I think that was my wife that sent this, by the way.
I was going to say it's a Tracy. I don't think so.
No.
But anyway, I go back to my previous claim. I think if she had a suggestion, it's all in the way you say it. This, to me, is not credible because of the language she uses. Garbage. And, you know, things like that.
I don't want to be contrary, but I'm going to be contrary.
Okay.
When people are passionate about things, they don't use the best language always. We've all gotten passionate, maybe not you, but most people, when they get passionate, sometimes they even cuss. And that may not be within their nature to cuss or to say things out of character. But when people are passionate about things, sometimes they use words that aren't the nicest. So I don't diminish their comment based on that passion. I'm more curious to know what Melanie said that I don't do anything behind the scenes on the show while I was out.
That's a bold-faced lie, and I would like to defend myself because I have never once said anything like that on the radio.
I wonder if you said something in passing. Like, maybe you said something like, well, I'm the one who keeps Bubba organized, like off the air or something. I mean, on the air, rather.
Well, that's a different statement.
And she took it the wrong way.
That is a completely
different statement.
So
why are you saying you take all... I can't even do it with a straight face.
Yeah, like that doesn't even... I would never say something like this.
Melanie,
here's
an honest question.
Yeah.
Was the show better when I was out and you had guest hosts on?
No.
I don't know.
The show was great. It was different.
I can take it.
No.
I'm one of your loyal listeners. And I have heard you, Bubba, say that Melanie is the brains behind the show.
Maybe that's
numerous
what she meant.
Times.
You know, Melanie does this or Melanie does that. And I'm mad at you because you disparage yourself. You know, you demean yourself.
Yeah,
he's
always self-deprecating. Always.
Yeah, self-deprecating. But my comment, you know, you could still get your point across, but this is me, by being sarcastic and using language that doesn't have to be outright mean. Yeah. This is mean-spirited. Yeah. So I guess it all depends on the person, like you said. Some people will get passionate and swear and say, you know, undesirable things, but some people can get the dig in there without being mean.
And listen, I think my contract expires at the end of this year. Maybe I should take Tracy's words seriously and really contemplate my future in radio.
And we're all silent. And here we go. And maybe, the awkwardness. Nobody knows what to say.
Maybe I should take it seriously. Maybe I should contemplate it. Maybe I should try to coach high school baseball full time.
Everybody is not going to like what either of you do. Yeah. So
Heck no.
True.
You just have to roll with the punches. Yeah. I just think that it's mean-spirited when people, you know, use language that is disparaging to another human being.
Well, Mom,
that's the climate of today, I guess.
Yeah, Mom and Gigi, you wanted nasty for April.
There it is.
There you go.
Thank you all.
Yeah.
Stacy, Kelly, and Renee.
Yeah.
They're all women, by the way.
Well, Ma, thank you so much for reading our complaint email for the month of April. And by the way, if you would like Mel's mom to read a complaint email in the month of May, this is April, all you have to do is email me Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, at starpittsburgh.com. I'll forward them off to Mel's mom, and maybe your complaint email will be read next month.
You know what? If you dig beneath all of this, there was some constructive criticism.
Sure.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, that's...
It's a thing.
That's the positive.
Yeah. And by the way, Mom, make sure you're listening here in about 10 minutes, because I'm going to eulogize a public educator who passed away yesterday, who had such a profound impact on my life and so many people's lives in Pittsburgh that I think you'll appreciate it.
I will do that. Okay. I will certainly do that.
I love you.
Okay, bye-bye. Love you both. Have a good day.
Bye, Mom. Love you.
Bye. Love you.
Your mom was talking to you.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.